pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up today using promo code SGPN and then go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter our bonus contest. 5 winners will receive shirts, hats and a $50 SGPN gift card. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on X at SGP Soccer, at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network, at the SGP Network, and also at Gambling Podcast, at Gambling Podcast. Also, be sure to follow my other X account. That one is at LockBettingX. That's at LockBettingX. You should follow that for two reasons. One's because of the free plays. Notice I haven't said the opinions, but the free plays. And the second one is, of course, my monthly profit and loss spreadsheet, which is always posted that account. The latest P&L will always be the pinned tweet. So at the moment, you can see the month of January, and that will be replaced in a few days by the month of February. In January, we delivered over $3,000 in profit, which once converted is just shy of $4,000, bolstered by 14 units from NFL futures. And the rest of it made up by another winning month, which was our 128th month in a row of transparent and track profit. We've just delivered month number 129 for February. The spreadsheet will be posted shortly, and that was bolstered by the NFL Super Bowl, where our Super Bowl card went 13-5, completing an incredible, incredible back-to-back incredible NFL seasons for us. If you want to do your research, you simply can go to lockbetting.com, where all the other spreadsheets are posted, rather than scrolling down. Have a look at how we manage a bankroll. We do it sensibly. We don't chase losers with bigger plays to get our money back. You won't find plays on there that are 3 units, 5 units, 10 units, 20 units. You won't find anything disguised as big plays like max plays or whale plays or play of the week, play of the month, play of the year, play of the century. None of that garbage, because that is monopoly money stuff. Those cappers aren't tracked and they aren't transparent. We are, and every single spreadsheet is posted over at lockbetting.com. The latest one is always the pin tweet at LockBettingX. As I mentioned, if you have any questions, fire them over to me at LockBettingX and I'll answer them for you. So let's move on with this weekend's Italian football. The Serie A slate begins on Friday night with a big game as Lazio are hosting AC Milan. Milan come here as the 23-20 favourites. It's 23-10 on the draw and it's 12-5 here on Lazio. Lazio had a dead start to the season, but they have improved lately, getting themselves up to 8th spot and are now in the conversation for European places. I wouldn't put them in a conversation for Champions League because they are currently 8 points behind Bologna, who occupy the final position, but they are just outside the European places, which is an achievement given how they started the season. But obviously, when you look at the fact that they came second last season and Napoli won the league, seeing those teams in 8th and 9th position is huge regression for both of those two sides. They host an AC Milan team here who are comfortable in third position. They are going to qualify for the Champions League, but they are not going to challenge for the title. They are 16 points behind Inter Milan, who are this season's Napoli, in that they are the runaway winners and have already won the league, in my opinion. More on them later. As for this game, I do see it being a game where both teams go for it. AC Milan, they've got nothing to lose, really. They're comfortable in third position. The Mayors will come here and give their travelling supporters a win. Whilst Lazio, nothing short of a win will be good enough to put them back into the European conversation. So I do believe that we'll see BTTS cashing here. And we also have the data for it as well. Lazio have lost, with both teams scoring in three of the last five games. Both teams have also scored in 10 of Milan's last 12 Serie A away games, with over 2.5 goals being scored in four of the last five Serie A outings to feature Lazio. So I do believe we have strong data and a good situation for goals here tonight. I think both teams will get on at the score sheet. Neither of these two defences are really that strong, so getting BTTS at 4-5 minus 125 looks like a solid selection for the Friday night game. Before we move on to Saturday's games, let me take this quick pause to tell you guys about Underdog Fantasy. You can sign up today with the promo code SGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with my promo code SGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. You must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit ncpgambling.org. Also, don't forget, Sports Gambling Podcast is teaming up with Underdog to give you even more of a bonus. Sign up between now and the end of the month and five winners will receive an Underdog hat, shirt and a $50 SGPN gift card. Sign up today using the promo code SGPN and then go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter the contest for your chance to win. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/dog to enter the contest for your chance to win. Moving on to Saturday's games, we're going to cover two of them. We start with a game here between Monza and AS Roma, where Monza come here as the, where Monza, sorry, host Roma as the 5-2 underdogs. It's also 5-2 on the draw, and Roma come here as the 6-5 plus 120 favourites to win at Monza. I think that is a little bit too short for Roma, given the fact that Monza just recently destroyed AC Milan at home. This is a difficult place to go to. This Monza team have only lost three of their 13 home games this season, two of which came against top sides in Serie A. Roma struggle much more away from home than they do at home. They failed to win all seven of their away games against teams in the top 12, so they are only beating the bottom feeders, really. And four of the last five victories did come against relegation strugglers. So I do believe Monza are good enough to get something here. I like Monza to avoid a defeat. Shop around at a place that have Roma close to even money, because Roma, I can Monza to avoid a defeat, I can see are available at 8-11 on the double chance market. And we're going to take that as our selection here for this one. Up next, we move on to the game between Torino and Fiorentina, where Torino are the 8-5 home favourites. It's 21-10 on the draw, and Torino here are a Fiorentina are a 2-1 underdog. Tough game to call here, but I do believe that Torino are worthy favourites, and it's largely down to Fiorentina's recent run. They look like strong European contenders with an outside chance of a Champions League position, but there's very little to separate them at the moment, as the gap is reduced to just 5 points. Fiorentina have looked poor lately, whilst Torino have looked strong at home in recent weeks. Fiorentina have picked up just 1 point on the road across their last four away days. So if I'm picking anybody to win this game, I'm going to take Torino. However, Torino do draw a lot of games, and goal scoring is their problem. They have the fifth strongest defence in Serie A with just 25 goals conceded, but are not higher up the table because they do not score a lot of goals. And as this is close to a pick'em, I'm going to take Torino in the draw no bet market here. Torino as a pick. This wins if Torino wins. It loses if Fiorentina win the game and you end up with a push if it ends up being a draw. And we'll take Torino as a pick at the price of 4-5. Minus 125 for our selection here for this one. Up next, we jump across to Sunday, where we're going to cover a couple of games with big implications at the top of the table, big implications on the Champions League places. Atalanta are at home to Bologna, with Atalanta here the even money favourites. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 3-1 here on Bologna. Bologna currently occupy fourth spot, another surprise package in Serie A this season, but their away record is drastically different to their home record. And despite the fact that they did last time out win away to Lazio away from home in a major upset, because Lazio is a difficult place to go to, I do believe that Atalanta will put things right here by beating them on their own turf. Atalanta's home record, quite frankly, is exceptional. They have won their last 8 matches at their home stadium, and home advantage should give them the edge over Bologna, who, despite the fact they beat Lazio last time out, have only managed 2 victories in their last 12 Serie A away games. So you can imagine how good their home record is if they are fourth in the table with just 2 wins from 12 Serie A away games. However, they have scored 14 goals in their last 5 matches, so they may be able to score here en route to a loss. And getting Atalanta with BTTS tacked on at 7-2 plus 350 does provide some strong value if you're looking to sprinkle on a bigger play. But for me, I'm simply going to take Atalanta on the money line. I like them to get it done here, and we're going to take them at the price of even money plus 100 in a win. If they get it, that will put them ahead of Bologna in the table. Currently, there are 2 points separating the 2 teams, and Atalanta will move on to 49 points and leapfrog Bologna with a win here in this one. Up next, we move on to what is the game of the week on paper, because it's between Napoli, last season's champions, and Juventus. But obviously, the last game that we covered has much stronger implications when you're looking at the Champions League. Napoli could make a run. They are under new management, and they did pick up their first win under the new manager in midweek, where they absolutely destroyed Sassuolo, who as a consequence are now in the relegation zone. But they have a long, long way to go. They're currently in 9th position, and they're coming to this game 8 points behind Bologna. But if Bologna do lose that game against Atalanta, as we expect them to do, well, I expect them to do, the gap will then be down to 5 points. So anything is possible in this league if you can go on a run with so many teams taking points of each other, unless your name is Inter, because they are an absolute runaway train in the league this season, much like Napoli were last year. That is no longer the case. That's why Napoli are not strong favourites to win this. They are at 6-4 plus 150. It's 21-10 on the draw, and it's 11-5 here on Juve. Juve have had a pretty poor run as of late. They've won just 2 of their last 6, and that's why they are no longer keeping pace with Inter. The gap is now 12 points, and subsequently the title race is over. And this is why I think it is a great time to play Juventus. They're in poor form. Their squad that they didn't really rotate throughout the season, they were doing well because they relied on the same 11, are having a significant dip. And obviously they'll be rocked by Paul Pogba's 4-year ban, which is why I do like Napoli to win this game. But I also like both teams to score, and I'm torn between the 2 selections. BTTS is available at 11-10. Both teams have found a net in 4 of the last 6 meetings between the 2 sides, and Napoli come into this one off the back of a 6-goal haul in midweek, and have seemingly found their shooting boots under the new manager, Francesco Calzona. But they did still concede, and both teams have now scored in 5 of Juventus' last 7 away games. So I'm torn between the 2 selections. My gut tells me Napoli, but we also have a Juve team who are regressing and have kept just 1 clean sheet in the last 7 games, while both teams have found a net for the last 6 meetings between the 2, as I already mentioned. Napoli haven't kept a clean sheet under the new manager yet, and I do think Juve will be good for a goal, while Napoli will definitely be good for one, as I do think they'll win this game. So can't really pick. I like both selections here. I like Napoli on the money line at 6-4 plus 150. And I also like the BTTS selection here for this game at the price of 11-10 plus 110. Up next, we move on to our final game, which is taking place on Monday, as we look at the game here between Inter Milan and Genoa, where Inter are the overwhelming favourites to win it at 2-7. It's 19-4 on the draw, and it's 11-1 here on Genoa. Inter Milan are an absolute monster here and should pick up a routine win against mid-table Genoa. Genoa currently sit in 12th spot in the table, whilst Inter Milan are clear at the top. They've only failed to win four games all season. They've won 22 out of 26 with just three draws and one defeat. And coming to this game with a plus 55 goal difference, it makes it absolutely impossible to make any kind of case for Genoa. But I'm torn between what to go with here. You either go with the data and you simply look at Inter Milan to win this game and to win it by more than a goal, or perhaps Inter Milan are now looking ahead to other things, namely the Champions League, and they're far from through in their game against Atletico Madrid, where they just take a 1-0 lead to the Wanda. Obviously, with Inter playing on Monday, that game isn't happening this midweek. It's happening next midweek. But they'll probably definitely be looking ahead to that game and won't be looking to put four, five or six goals past Genoa. In fact, I can see the starters being taken off once the game is in hand. But I still think en route to doing that, the minus 1.5 Asian handicap will be covered. You're looking at an Inter team who haven't conceded in any of the last four games. You're looking at an Inter team with no losses in 13 and an Inter Milan team who have won 11 straight games. They've also scored the first goal against Genoa in 8 of the last 9, which could be fatal. And they've also scored the first goal in 10 straight matches coming into this one, with no losses in 9 against this very opponent. So I am torn between the two selections. Inter Milan defending very, very well. A clean sheet will obviously aid us in cashing the minus 1.5 Asian handicap line for this game. It's generously priced up here at 10 to 11 minus 110, whilst I also like Inter and under 4.5 goals here, which is a lot shorter at the price of 8 to 13. Let's take a risk on the bigger price. We're going to take Inter Milan to cover the minus 1.5 Asian handicap line. Hopefully they keep a clean sheet, which will massively aid us. And that one is available, as I mentioned, at 10 to 11 minus 110 here for this game. Before we close out with the lock on the show, let me take this quick pause to tell you about Hall of Fame Bets, where you can win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool, and you can get the hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability of the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. So stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use the code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching and start winning with Hall of Fame Bets.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Closing out with your lock on this show, I was torn between what to go with here. Part of me just wants to keep riding the Inter Milan train because they are an absolute monster. We're riding a futures pick on them to win the league from the futures show that we did at the start of the Serie A season. And that looks to be already a comfortable winner. But I'm actually going to go for something different. We are going to take Atalanta on the money line against Bologna. Now, let's not forget, we were on a 10-1-1 lock run, and that was derailed by Bologna getting a win at Lazio when we took Lazio as a pick. We want to get some redemption here, so we're going to go back to the well here with Atalanta. Unfortunately, the draw no bet market doesn't offer up too much value here. Atalanta are only available at 4-9, which takes us outside of the 1-2 minus 200 line. And that is a self-imposed rule and one that we never really stick to anyway. We never really go near the minus 200 mark anyway. Instead, we're going to take a plus money selection. We're going to take Atalanta on the money line here. We're going with Atalanta's strong home record and we're going against Bologna's poor away record. In addition to that, this is a high stakes game, and by winning it, Atalanta can leapfrog Bologna in the table. Atalanta come into this one in incredible home form. They're on a 10 match unbeaten run and they've won their last 8 straight home games, whilst Bologna, they do not travel well, despite the fact that they did end our lock run away to Lazio. They've only managed 2 victories in their last 12 Serie A away games. So I'm confident taking Atalanta to get the win here. So your lock on this edition of Scommessa Italia is from the game that I would describe as the real game of the week when you're looking at stakes. And it's on 5th place Atalanta to win at home to 4th place Bologna and to leapfrog them as a consequence. And we take Atalanta as our selection at the price of even money plus 100. That's it for me and this edition of Scommessa Italia. But don't forget to check out all of the usual shows this weekend. We have another lock over on BetMUFC, so make sure that you guys check that out. In midweek, we will be doing the Champions League show as per usual as we look at the first round of second leg fixtures. So we will know the first 4 teams that go through to the Champions League quarterfinal. And in addition to that, we will be now doing the Europa League as well, because the Europa League last 16 teams have now been decided. We now know who is through to the last 16 of the Europa League, and we will be looking at the futures markets as well as looking at the outright odds for those round of 16 games, which begin on Thursday. So lots of content to come, additional content in midweek, as well as your usual content at the weekend, which includes this edition of Scommessa Italia, the EPL show and BetMUFC, which has a lock on it this weekend. Good luck with all your bets as always, and thanks for listening.